Start your computations.
Start your computations.
For time warp. For
that
time
mission
warp.
Was starting. That five mission was starting. 5 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one, one.
You're about to time travel, and I will, God willing, be back next week.
Time travel.
Chris Earl. Did a great job.
Did time travel.
A little time travel show there will be coming up in just a few minutes.
Chris Earl with time travel.
Thanks to Mr. Chris Earl, who is our new Wednesday night lead-in.
Yeah, man.
I'm losing my voice, my throat, whatever, but Chris is coming up here and got all kinds of cool stuff for you to listen to.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Listen to time travel.
Listen to time travel with Chris Earl on 7 p.m.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Bah. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Ahoy once again, my fine friends. It's Chris Earl. It's time travel. It's 1981 this week. This is music that I heard at the roller rink back in 1981. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. Scottish singer and writer Sheena Easton. She was on like a In Search Of back then. It was like a Star Search type of thing back in Britain, and she had a big hit with Morning Train, and next thing you know, she's banging Prince 6 years later looking for a career. Time travel's here with you until 7 p.m.
Crash.
considered one of the biggest meatballs in the industry, Billy Joel with You May Be Wrong, You May Be Right. It was You May Be Right, I think. I think I'm right. Yeah, You May Be Right. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. I'm doing 1981, specifically like the roller rink. Like I strapped on some skates, paid like 30 cents. It was like $2. Strapped on some skates, got some square pizza, got some 25-cent Coca-Colas. And Saturday mornings, just go down after the cartoons and skate around with my friends. It was fun. I was 9 years old. These are all the songs that I remember from when I was 9 years old. And it was funny, doing my little research on this, I found out the place is still open. The roller rink I went to in Austin, Texas, still open. It's called Playland, and it's in Austin, Texas. It was 6 miles from my house on Windermere Meadows in Texas. And I lived there for a couple of years in Austin, Texas. For those of you who don't know that do know me, a little bit about Chris Earle today. 1981, went skating all summer, and this is before MTV, before the August 1st launch of MTV. Didn't have cable in Texas, had it in Tewksbury when I went in sixth grade in 1982 when we moved up here. But 1980 and 81... and partial 1982, I was down in Texas, and every Saturday, Ma would bring me down to the skating rink, and I'd skate around with my friends, and I'd play a couple of video games. Pac-Man was a big hit. The arcade was a big hit. Skating was a big hit. This is stuff that we did when I was a kid. So today, I'm going back there and fading back to 1981, a simpler and happier time for me. But every year is different. Every decade is different. We get older, we learn things, we're wiser, but we still have that innocence of youth. And this is all about that celebration of music from 1981 today. And I love it. So I hope you love it too. You're going to hear a bunch of stuff. If you're my age, you're going to hear a bunch of stuff you haven't heard in a while. You're going to hear a lot of recognizable tunes. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Jay Giles, Centerfold. My friend Doug, I had a friend Doug. He loved Jay Giles' band. He had it on 45. Kid's 9 years old. His mother got him the 45. And we spun it around and around again. 45 was like a small, well, of course you guys know. The millennials brought vinyl back. It was a 45 was a small record. Although they want these huge platters now. It's like you can eat a dish. You can eat like a fish dinner off the thing now. The thing's so, it's like 180,000 grams of vinyl. And you can like eat food off it if you want to. Like break, you know, you used to be able to crack these things over people's heads back in the, like the 40s. They'd crack like records over each other's head. Like a wife and guy would come home and like be out like boozing with his buddies after work. She'd be like, where are you all day? And like crack him over the head with a, you know, vinyl. It wasn't vinyl, but it was a big platter. It was like a big record platter. Anyway, time travel here with you. 7, 1981 today at the roller rink. I'm eating a bagel with cream cheese. No, I'm eating a bagel with pub cheese, which is pretty good. I've been doing this stuff at home for like over a year doing this stuff from home with the remote time travel. So I can eat in the studio for the first time. Because I'm in my home office, I can eat in the studio and eat a big bagel with cream cheese and lox or just have it on a platter, like a vinyl platter. Time travel theory with you until 7 p.m. WMFO, Method Mass. This is why you're joining me on air, everybody. My mouth's full. The Go-Go's. God bless the Go-Go's. Here's Buckner and Garcia. Pac-Man Fever.
Soon as it tumbles.
before, when you had a fever, all you could do was ask for more cowbell. There was Pac-Man fever. And I had it. I had Pac-Man fever. I loved the arcades. Here's Tom Sawyer. They played this on the roller skates. I almost fell on my ass.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. I know you feel these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. When people inside, rumor has it it's the end of paradise. But I know if the world just passed us by, baby, I know I wouldn't have to cry. No, no,
the best of times are when I'm alone.
Headlines read, these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
The wonderful Dennis DeYoung and Styx. Before that, Pat Benatar, Fire and Ass. Fire and Ice. Fire and Ass. Why don't you go over to that cannon and fire an ass?
When you see a ship go sailing, you're all out of luck. When you're so downhearted and misunderstood, just over and over and over you could. Oh. Accouchez-moi, attendez. Accouchez-toi, attendez. Quand tu vois ton bateau partir, quand tu sens ton cœur se briser, accouchez-toi. Falling, when you hear the call.
Olivia Fig Newton-John with Physical. Before that, ELO with Hold On Tight. In parentheses, To Your Dreams. I'm sure fans of Guardians of the Galaxy probably know Mr. Blue Sky. ELO was huge in 81, and Olivia Newton-John also huge in 81. Matter of fact, she had the biggest hit single of the year with that Physical there. And then they collaborated on Xanadu, which we're going to hear a little later on. Until we do that, it is 1981 here on Time Travel. I've got a number of other songs here to play for you. Songs that I remember from the roller rink in Austin, Texas. It was called Playland, and I used to skate around every Saturday morning. So I'm playing a lot of the songs that I remember up until that time. Coming up soon, too, the Hokey Pokey, where you turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about.
Every time we meet, she's a
at the height of their popularity, there's Blondie with Call Me. Call Me! It's from the American Gigolo soundtrack. Richard Gere, back when he was sexy. I guess he's still sexy. He's like freaking 92 years old, but people still think he's sexy. I don't know. Weird. But it's a good album, that Auto American album. And I remember having that on cassette. My brother had it on cassette, and we'd play that Rapture and Tide Is High and all that stuff over and over again. So 81, Time Travel. Before that, we had something else. Forget who it was. Who was before Blondie? Was it Hold On Tight? No. Oh, it's the Super Freak. It's James, Rick James. Not to be confused with James Rick or MC Hammer. Let's continue.
Now you and four friends who join the Army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
Because we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone.